Okay, I'm going to mute everybody that's on the phone so we won't have a lot of background noise. And if there's an opportunity later, and I know there will be at the end, to ask questions, just star 6 in order to ask your question, and then you will press star 6 again when you are through. Hold on now while I mute everybody.
Mary Jane.
Okay, I'm going to let Sharon take over. Sharon, press star 6 and go ahead.
Hello, here I am. Good evening, art friends. Tonight we have a wonderful class with Jesus overshining David Christopher Lewis, the founder and spiritual teacher of our Heart Center movement. At the end of class, in about 1 hour, you're invited to stay with us for a time of further information on the Heart Center opportunities and activities you may want to join in with us, and how to volunteer to serve God through our community. Also, we will be taking prayer requests and prayer time, plus any questions you have about the Heart Center. Our mission within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's love, wisdom, teachings throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live in love as one. I am now going to call on Cindy Hackenberg as she's there to do our opening invocation. Are you there, Cindy?
Yes, I am.
Good.
Okay. In the name I am that I am, my beloved Holy Christ Buddha Self and Holy Christ Buddha Selves of all light bearers throughout cosmos, we pray to Archangel Michael for the protection of all our technology that we'll be using tonight, that all will run smoothly and there will be no interruptions, and that all listeners will have their full attention on what beloved Jesus has to convey through David Lewis. I invoke the overshining presence of Jesus, World Savior, Avatar, and so much more, to take our hands and guide us to be more humble, helpful, patient, and kind, and to always live in the presence of divine love. I also call on Lord Maitreya, Jesus' guru, to be with us during this class, to have his ray of loving kindness with Jesus' ray of loving patience to enfold and infuse each one of us with those glorious divine virtues. Thank you, God, for the great release of light that will be released tonight through this teaching and the opportunity to bring heaven to earth here and now. Amen.
Thank you, Cindy. Boyd will now play Take My Hand, Jesus Dear. This is number 28 in the songbook for those of you with songbooks that are on the telephone. You should have received a copy of this in your invitation. If not, please meditate on the words as we sing. In fact, this is our meditation and visualization for tonight's class. You can visualize Jesus sitting in the center of your heart, emanating light to the world. Song number 28.
there is a little bit of a time frame change or difference between the online people and the phone. So if you hear times when there is a little, no, you don't hear any sound at all, that's why. So just be patient when that happens. I would like to introduce, there is a little bit of a, we'll wait just a second here. Change or difference between the online people and the phone. So if you hear times when there is a little, you don't hear any sound at all, that's why. So just be patient when that happens. Yes.
This is Boyd, I'm sorry. Somebody must, this probably has both the broadcast and the phone.
Okay.
I
would like to introduce, we'll wait just a second. Everybody who is listening on the phone, please turn your speakers completely off if you also are watching it online. That's very, very important to turn your speaker completely off if you're watching it online. And I'm going to introduce David now. David Christopher Lewis was called upon by the Ascended Masters to begin the Heart Center community in 2004. He is our founder and a dedicated spiritual teacher. He's also an author, musician, recent talk show host, conference speaker, husband, and father. His most recent book, Saint Germain on Advanced Alchemy, is a book that is essential for those of you who want to be filled with God's love and desire to bring about a world that knows and shares this love unconditionally. This book is available in our bookstore now. David has been wonderfully gifted by the Lord with clairaudience, in which he receives messages directly from the angels and the ascended masters. He receives these in different ways, and maybe he'll explain that to you. This is basically how his books are written. So I will turn it over to David now. Thank you, David.
Each of you sacrificing and spending your time with the Heart Center community tonight to receive this teaching from beloved Jesus. Very briefly, I would like to say that I grew up Catholic and left the Catholic Church when I first accepted reincarnation because it wasn't being taught, having read Edgar Cayce. And then I found the teachings of Edmond Bordeaux's Vacay with the Heart Center community tonight to receive this teaching from the beloved Jesus. Everyone has, Donna, can you please mute everyone?
Yes, I'll mute everybody.
Go ahead and mute. Reincarnation because it wasn't being taught. Having read Edgar Cayce.
Can you just turn that off?
And then I found the teachings of Edmond Bordeaux's Vacay.
Donna, you have to mute all the phones, everybody except for me.
Okay, I have done that.
Okay, Donna.
Yes.
You have to mute everyone except us.
You have to hit star six. That's the only way I know to do it.
We could not because you muted us, so we couldn't unmute.
Okay, well, I think you're all unmuted now, so I'll do it again and see what happens here.
Okay.
You can unmute yourself now with star six.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to begin again and try to make this very quick. I desire to make sure you can hear me, Donna.
I can hear you.
Okay, good. So I grew up Catholic, and I left the Catholic Church when I was 14, having read Edgar Cayce. And then when I was 17 years old, I found the teachings of Edmond Bordeaux-Zeke, fasted for 7 days on water and honey, and received Jesus deeply into my heart. From that day till now, I have felt his presence throughout my life in a very magnanimous way in my own development, my spiritual development, to the point where, by God's grace, I have received this gift of clairaudience, as Donna mentioned. So the subject matter tonight is, what is Jesus up to these days? What is Jesus up to these days? Well, he says he's up to every challenge that humanity affords him as the living Christ. He's up to every challenge that God delivers to him and that we deliver to him through our prayers to him. And he's up to only good. You know, you hear about people who are up to no good. Well, Jesus is up to only good. Jesus answers prayers himself and by sending angels and other ascended masters to respond to the prayers. He is involved in the saving of sentient beings as a world savior. He's involved in healing bodies, souls, and minds. And he communicates at times directly with individuals who require that intercessory intervention by God's grace. Jesus at times appears to people in dreams, during near-death experiences, etherically for some, and for some even physically. He's even been known to pose for artists like Charles Sindelar and Akien Kramarik, who is now 21 years old and a wonderful young poet and artist. Jesus is a world teacher, along with Kathumi and the master Omram Mikhail Ivanhoff, which I will speak about later. He teaches in his retreats, and he has an etheric retreat over Jerusalem called the Resurrection Temple, and another below the Arabian Desert, about 125 feet under the desert. In the retreat, he teaches the souls of mankind who travel there in their finer bodies, and those who are able to actually telepathically go there, high initiates who have the ability to leave their bodies and travel there consciously. Jesus, as a world teacher, also trains master teachers, many ascended masters, and some among mankind who have qualified to receive his direct transmission, such as enlightened ministers and priests, and the humble people who pray to and meditate with him. He also inspires artists of all kinds, artisans of the spirit, with his Christic presence, his beingness, his great love. Jesus collaborates with other ascended masters in what are known as these etheric retreats, within certain council chambers of the Great White Brotherhood, white not referring to race, of course, but the white light of the Christ that he emanates. And in this collaboration, there is a great amalgamation of wisdom and divine truth that the Ascended Masters participate in bringing forth through their deliberations so that they can bring spiritual initiatives into play within the world that we live in for the evolution of mankind. This collaboration with other ascended masters is very important for the stability of the earth itself as a platform for our evolution. Jesus also continues to meditate and pray, commune with Alpha and Omega, with his gurus, including Melchizedek and Lord Maitreya and the Elohim. And he emanates light to the planet continuously through his causal body, through his Christ consciousness, through the great aura that he wields as the Son of God. There is probably a lot more that Jesus does that we are not even aware of. I was shown that in this collaboration with other ascended masters, he even collaborates, if you would believe this, with world teachers of other planets and other solar systems. When one has the attainment that Jesus does as a Son of God, he or she can go anywhere instantly and transmit understanding, teaching, divine wisdom where it is required. And in this collaboration with those of other planets, for there is life on other planets, there is the great example of his life stream manifest through the Akashic record of what he did upon earth, how he overcame, conquered death and hell, resurrected, ascended, and now how he manifests the light of God in such a beautiful and magnanimous way for all of us. Now, Jesus has many titles or offices in hierarchy. Some of these are actual offices and some are titles that mankind has given to him, the Bible, gospel writers, or others. In Isaiah 9:6, the title Prince of Peace was written. Jesus embodied the living light of peace in his life. And here we have some words on the screen so you can follow along with me. Jesus embodied the living light of peace in his life. In addition to being taught by Lord Maitreya, he received direct instruction from the Elohim of peace, who inspired him with the quote, "I come not to send peace, but a sword." The peace he brought and exemplified was that which he became through his connection with his Mother Mary and the angelic hierarchies, God East and West, nature, remember he fasted in the wilderness for 40 days, and with his own internal Christic presence. Jesus had to embody the office of Prince of Peace before it could be pronounced that he was King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In actuality, even though that title is given in the Old Testament, also I believe in Isaiah. As the living Christ, the Christos, or in other languages, Christus, Jesus merged with his Christ presence over many lifetimes through love, through service, and dynamic, authentic boldness. He says that to be a Christ, one has to have dauntless courage, bravery, and integrity. Jesus demonstrated this courage in the face of every challenge to his personhood and to his Christhood and his mission. Jesus now maintains the office of the living Christ, extending his radiance beyond our world, even throughout our solar system. His life, his example, and his legacy are even taught beyond our solar system throughout our galaxy. Jesus is the Son of God. And he says he is one Son of God. In your Bible, in 1 John 4:15 and also 1 John 5:20, as well as in Luke 1:35 and John 3:16, the title Son of God is written. Jesus was a pure Son of God and was worthy of this title because of his sincere obedience to the Father, Mother, God in all things, having first been obedient to his earthly parents in all things. The Son of God is an office that others have held before him, he says, including Enoch, who walked with God and was not, for God took him, Melchizedek, and even Elijah, who reincarnated as John the Baptist. Yet Jesus was the perfect example of the Son of God for the age of Pisces. In the Hebrew Bible and in the Greek New Testament, as well as other apocryphal texts, it mentions the Son of Man. And I remember reading a book of Jesus, the Son of Man, by Khalil Gibran in my early teens. Jesus was called the Son of Man because he embodied through a human mother and father. By capitalizing this office and title, it signifies his state of being non-pareil. In other words, there is none other that has matched his attainment of this state as the Son of Man. Jesus is called the Son of David in Matthew 1:1. He was of the lineage of David through his father Joseph, as shared in the New Testament. Jesus was actually embodied in a previous incarnation as David, a type of pre-Christed one. He composed the Psalms, sang them to Saul, and actually prophesied his own return as the Christ. David made many mistakes, such as lusting for Bathsheba and commanding her husband Uriah to the front of a battle where he was slain. He karmically paid for this transgression dearly and admitted his own error. So David made mistakes, yet he returned as Jesus to fulfill his ultimate destiny and mission. Jesus has been called Lord and also Lord of Lords. He attained the title Lord after he had balanced 100% of his karma and surrendered completely to God's will. We have heard the title Lords of Karma, Lord Maitreya, the Lord the Maha Chohan, and the Lords of the Rays. And I gave a teaching on what this is all about within the last year or so. And it's very interesting, this term Lord. This title is normally reserved spiritually for those who have passed through the initiations of the Transfiguration, Crucifixion, and Resurrection. Though many human kings and princes are called Lord, spiritually the title is reserved for those of great attainment who have become divine leaders through exemplary service. New Adam, Second Adam, Last Adam. This title is a construct of theologians who consider that Jesus redeemed us from the supposed original sin of Adam and Eve. And we understand that that teaching is really human error. And we and the Ascended Master's teachings do not accept the theory or this original sin construct. So the Ascended Masters and the Great White Brotherhood do not really identify with this term, New Adam, Second Adam, Last Adam. Light of the World. In John 8:12 and in Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16, we have this term. I am the light of the world, and ye are the light of the world. Jesus carried this light from his past attainment into the world as the anointed and promised one. He told us that we too carry that light. Ye are the light of the world, in Matthew. In saying this, he revealed the true teaching that we are all born in God's image and likeness and may still be that same light to the world that he manifests. He told us not to hide it under a bushel. So we have light too. The Word of God, the Logos. Ephesians 6:17 and Hebrews 4:12 speak of the Word of God, not specifically referring to Jesus. However, he embodied the light of the Logos. Jesus spoke with authority because he merged with the Logos, the universal Christ Spirit, by which everything was created, which we read about in John. Jesus' words are veritably God's words, completely inspired, true, and rich in the power of God good. This is why Jesus' commands are obeyed instantly by all universal forces, and why he told us that we could use his name to also so command energies and light. His name is powerful and can be used for miracles, to cast out demons, discarnates, entities, to heal and to save sentient beings. When we speak his name authoritatively and lovingly with complete resonance with his pure essence. I would like to say that Jesus was a messenger of God, and his message was conveyed both orally and mystically through his presence. It was conveyed through his aura. For instance, when the woman with the issue of blood through faith believed that she could be healed by simply touching his garment and was healed. So that Word of God as the Logos manifests in a very full, very powerful manifestation. It is energetic and a very high frequency. And it's few upon earth, few individuals can contain within their body temple this level of cosmic electricity and light that Jesus did. Jesus was called the Lamb of God. In John 1:29, we hear that John the Baptist acclaimed him the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God, taketh away the sins of the world. Jesus fulfilled numerous prophecies and was slain due to the light that he bore and because of the mission that he came to fulfill. The Lamb of God partly symbolizes Jesus' pure, clean, and humble nature. Remember in the Old Testament and even into the New Testament, they would slay lambs for sacrifices. I'm glad that we no longer have to do that, and it's not really something that I see as appropriate, especially after Jesus came. The Good Shepherd. Jesus proclaimed that he was the Good Shepherd in John 10, 11, and 14, and also John 10, 11 through 18. Jesus used the parable of the Good Shepherd to teach us about his mission as a loving, nurturing servant leader. Priests and priestesses and ministers of today who are true to their words and whose primary motive is to shepherd souls may follow his lead and rise to be in the same office. The Brothers and Sisters of the Golden Robe is a spiritual fraternity of light, of those who are committed to following Jesus and Kuthumi in their role of being true shepherds of and to their flock. You can call to be admitted to the Order of the Golden Robe, Brothers and Sisters of the Golden Robe, and learn directly from Jesus and Kuthumi in the retreats of the Great White Brotherhood. The Piscean Avatar. Jesus was the preeminent avatar for the age of Pisces. The avatar is really a savior, one who has the keys to delivering us, a messiah. Although there were other great masters who also embodied during the age of Pisces to shine forth their light, such as St. Francis of Paola, who we have heard about, St. Francis of Assisi and others, all of them defer to Jesus, also called Isa or Yeshua, as the preeminent avatar of this past age. And Jesus says that he could not have done it without his beloved Magda, and we'll hear more about that later. The Messiah. In Mark 8:29, John 7:42, Luke 9:20, we have scriptures that speak of the coming of the Messiah. Jesus fulfilled the prophecy of being the Messiah, contrary to what Orthodox and most Jews may say, and those of other religions. Jesus encourages us to listen to Handel's Messiah as it is inspired music, which was dictated to George Handel in only 24 days. It's a magnificent piece of artistry and divine music. It invokes the full procession of angels who currently serve Jesus as a living Christ every time it is performed or replayed. It is one of the greatest pieces of music ever composed and opens a portal between heaven and earth for many angels to descend and ascend, both to save souls from perdition and to engender all of us to be more Christ-like. We should play it throughout the year and not just at Christmas time or Easter. Jesus was the King of Kings and the King of the Jews. Or he was acclaimed as King of the Jews at the crucifixion. In Matthew 27 and in Revelation 19, the term King of Kings is used. Although many looked to Jesus to be a physical King of the Jews, he understood his true mission and told all that his kingdom was not of this world. By serving the true King of Kings, God Almighty, Jesus now sits at the right hand of the Father, and this symbolizes that he now fulfills the office of being a righteous judge on behalf of the King of Kings and the one eternal Lord of all life. World teacher, Rabboni, Rabbi. I mentioned his office of world teacher at the beginning of my talk. In Mark 10:51 and in John 20:16, we hear the term Rabboni. Remember Mary Magdalene, when she beheld Jesus after his resurrection, said Rabboni. We acclaim that Jesus and Kathumi jointly hold the office of world teachers now with the Master Omram, as announced through our Heart Center movement a few years ago. Lord Maitreya previously held this office. Jesus continues to teach in his etheric retreat, especially those who are being prepared for their missions to be spiritual teachers, ministers, and humble examples of the Christ consciousness. Jesus says that, I was prepared for a number of lives for my mission as a spiritual teacher, just as many of you have also been prepared for many lifetimes. Consider your calling to teach and realize that Jesus will help you if you ask him to tutor you and to speak through you. So empowered by the Holy Spirit, when you pray, when you fast, when you prepare and meditate lovingly, I believe that many of you can speak words that will edify, that will clarify truth, wisdom, divine light in the worlds of those whom you serve and whom you love. God's righteousness judge. Jesus judges righteously because he has balanced all within his being and because he is the way, the truth, and the life. He demonstrated it. He proclaimed it. He was it. To be a righteous judge, one has to be anointed by the Holy Spirit. with 100% discernment and discrimination. We hear of Jesus at the right hand of the Father, as I mentioned earlier. And what does he do? He judges. We have heard even in the Heart Center movement at times through heart streams or dictations that the right hand of Jesus has descended and an action of judgment has occurred. Certain individuals have received an acceleration of the return of their karma because of their evil deeds so that this can be stopped so that their misdeeds do not cause greater destruction on the earth. So when we pray, when we decree, when we fast, and when we give our all, we can be intercessors on the earth for God's righteous judgment through his Son, Jesus the Christ, and through other true sons and daughters of God who also act by the authority of God to deliver that true justice and mercy and balance upon the earth. Remember, being a righteous judge is all about being merciful as well as extending the hand of divine justice. And of course, Jesus was a great, merciful and forgiving Son of God, the great physician and healer. Jesus studied healing in the East and began healing people long before he returned from India and Tibet to Palestine. And you may read of this in some books, including Jesus Lived in India by a German author and also The Lost Years of Jesus by Elizabeth Clare Prophet. Only a small portion of Jesus' mission in the Middle East as a healer is recorded. If we saw all the healings he performed, we would have an entire college course on how he used numerous modalities to bring wholeness to individuals, some of which he learned from mentors in the East, as well as his mother and Lord Maitreya, and some of which he intuitively created as required. So he studied, and yet he progressed beyond what his tutors and teachers shared with him. He experimented. He was an alchemist. So Jesus was probably one of, if not the greatest, healers of all time on the earth. High priest after the order of Melchizedek. We read about this in Hebrews 7, verses 13 through 17. This is a sacred and holy office of light. Very few become priests or high priests of this priesthood. Some of us are priests and priestesses of this priesthood. Very few become high priests. Magda is a high priest. Priestess as of this order, Jesus says. He also proclaims tonight that the masters Peter Dunov, the master Omram Mikhail Ivanov, and Kathumi, as well as St. Francis of Paola and Padre Pio, hold this office of being a high priest in the order of Melchizedek. Why? Because they have served at the altar faithfully over a number of lifetimes. They have embodied the light of the living Christ as Jesus did. They have followed his example all the way to their own perfectionment, to their loving hearts being and abiding ever in God's eternal presence. They have demonstrated the law of love affectionately for mankind through the givingness of their being, the sacrifice, selflessness, service, and surrender that they have demonstrated. This is what it takes to be a high priest or priestess of this order. Absolute, unconditional love for God and for all of mankind. Master. People call Jesus Master because he had obviously mastered himself. They recognize his self-mastery. Some saw his aura or felt his aura. And he had this mastery over all the elements of the world. Remember, he proclaimed, "All power is given unto me and heaven and an earth. These are the words of a true master who understands in a very cautious way that he or she must use this power of self-mastery only for God's good and to fulfill the will of God. If a master abuses power, he no longer or she no longer is a true master. I am the bread of life, Jesus proclaimed in John 6:35. Jesus used this parable to share that his essence feeds our souls. He initiated the ritual of communion at the Last Supper and shared the mystical understanding that his Christ essence, not his physical flesh, was the bread of life. Some interpret his words physically. I remember priests telling me, yes, the communion wafer is the physical body of Jesus, which I never really understood or accepted. Yet even in their belief, they receive a certain spiritual nourishment. Those, however, who understand the deeper mystical teaching of the Christ essence that's within that communion receive a higher form of nourishment because they tap into the very living light essence of the Christ embodied within Jesus. Prophet. Because Jesus had all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, including the gift of prophecy, he could truthfully prophesy or predict the future. Although prophecy is not about just predicting the future, it is much more. It is edifying through a vision, a potential of what could come to engender faith, belief, acceptance, and a change in course in the lives of individuals so that they can avert calamity, issues, problems. Remember, Jesus prophesied that Peter would deny him three times. He spoke of his own crucifixion. He talked about the coming of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. So he was a great prophet in his own right. Jesus is recognized in Islam as a prophet. However, because Muslims do not recognize these other offices of which I've shared fully, they miss out on so much of his light through his divine presence. The same is true with other religions, of course. This does not necessarily mean that Christians have an edge on Muslims or Jews or others. It's all about their personal putting into practice of what they know and what they read and what they study. And they can read scripture, and yet how do they live their lives? That is what is important. Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel is mentioned in Isaiah 7:14 and in Matthew 1:23. Jesus was as personal as God can be with humanity as God's Son. God with us. Christians of today, of course, share their understanding that Jesus fulfilled God's desire to incarnate and to become flesh. And they see Jesus as part of the Trinity. Of course, we don't believe that Jesus the man is part of the eternal Trinity. The Christ consciousness is, of course. However, Jesus as an incarnate individual who chose to come into incarnation to be the Messiah, extended God's blessings, graces, and mercies, and truly fulfilled the Emmanuel, God with us matrix of light. By him being with us in the flesh, going through what we have gone through, struggling, living in physical incarnation, we too are empowered to follow him all the way in the resurrection, the ascension. Alpha and Omega. In the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 13, it says, Alpha and Omega, which many interpret to be Jesus. And I've wondered whether this was actually referring to Jesus or to Alpha and Omega as very high initiates and representatives of God in the Great Central Sun. My understanding is that Jesus and Magda represent and step down the divine energies and spiritual frequencies of Alpha and Omega to the earth. They are a type of incarnate Alpha and Omega for us evolving in this plane. They represent the beginning and the end through their own personal demonstration of the mastery of being raised through the ascension to God after having embodied in physicality and physical forms by incarnating on earth. So God does not leave us comfortless. God sends us these examples, these messiahs, these avatars, who can show us the way, the truth, and the life. And finally, Morning Star. Jesus and Magda originated from Venus and are revered there, should be T-H-E-R-E, as representing the true love of twin flames upon earth. By acknowledging Jesus and Magda in this office, we also tap into the eternal love fires of Venus and all of the angelic qualities that they exemplify of true, undefiled spiritual love. We should all know that Jesus and Magda's love and marriage is an example to us today of spiritual love, which we can also follow in our relationships. They encourage marriage, the marriage ritual, and the marriage or wedding vows for true lovers, spiritual compatriots, even as it has been revealed that they were actually married at the wedding feast at Cana, where Jesus performed, at least in Palestine, his first public miracle. So this may be new to you to understand that Jesus was actually married. If you have not heard me speak on this topic before, we have a whole Mayer University course taught by Steve Miller and me that was wonderful about the mystical life of Mary Magdalene, Amy Simple McPherson, and Magda as Jesus' twin flame, which you can learn much more about the Holy Grail, Holy Blood, the bloodline of Jesus through beloved Magda. So these are 24 titles that have been given to Jesus, and you may think of others. Someone, I think in Cindy Hackenberg's invocation, she said World Savior. And I mentioned that when I mentioned that Jesus saves sentient beings as he answers prayers. How can he be a world savior? Because he gave everything, gave himself completely to God, and surrendered to the point of going through the crucifixion and then ultimately the resurrection and ascension. So I know this discourse took quite some time, most of our time tonight. I would like to open it up to Donna, and if there is a question, I'm happy to receive it and answer it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David. This was outstanding. I learned so much. I can hardly wait to share some of it in my Sunday school class that I teach from time to time at a local Methodist church. I'm going to slow down so we catch up here. I would like to open this up for questions. If anybody has a question of David that's on the telephone, please hit star 6. He will hear it. He's already open over there in Livingston.
Pardon me.
Yes.
Did Jesus embody as Zoroaster?
Thank you. No, Zoroaster was another being, also called Zarathustra, a very high spiritual being who lived before Jesus, I believe, on Persia. Yet it was a different being altogether.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, here's one. When you're going through these lists, like Lord of Lords and King of Kings, I thought of the one on Isaiah 9:6, Prince of Peace. It also says, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Now, that Everlasting Father sounds kind of strange to have a title of a father, because Jesus, he often prayed to the Father. He was praying to himself. It sounds like he was schizophrenic with two personalities, praying to himself. How did this title, Everlasting Father, get in this list?
Well, he is an everlasting father to humanity by being an extension of the Father God, or even his guru, Lord Maitreya. We heard just this past, I think yesterday morning, Lord Maitreya dictated and said that he was the one who proclaimed at Jordan, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." That thundering voice that was heard. Some heard the actual words, some may not have heard the words, yet the words are stated by the gospel writer. So Jesus has become a father to humanity by being the Son of God in the fullness of his true Christic presence. He wasn't proclaiming that he was the Father God. And again, these are words within Isaiah and also used in Handel's Messiah very appropriately. You know, God requires representatives on the earth. The Holy Spirit has a representative called the Mahachohan. And the Mahachohan is not the Holy Spirit. He's a representative of the Holy Spirit. Well, Jesus was a representative of God the Father and God the Mother. And thus he, in that representing beautifully and perfectly who God is, he can be acclaimed as a father of us all in his own right without blasphemy or without him proclaiming that he is the all-father or the Father God. So I think it's altogether appropriate. I mean, what better example do we have of anyone who is incarnated on earth of one who has upheld his or her office, all of these offices, all of these missions over many lifetimes, and now fathers all of us through his love. So I don't think it's in any way inordinate for us to proclaim Jesus as a father with a small f. We reserve a capital F father for God the Father, even as we reserve capital M mother for God the Mother. When we say Mother Mary, we of course know that she is not the universal mother of everything. She is a mother, yet she is Mother Mary, one mother. So I think that we understand by our attunement with Jesus that he is a father figure for us all, and the way that he lived, how he represented the Father, Mother, God, and how he lived a pure life of grace, harmony, beauty, and peace. Any
Are
other
there any
questions?
More questions? I have one question, David, that some different ones have asked me. Well, it's not really a question so much as a request to maybe share a little more about Maitreya and when he is coming as the next type of Christ to our planet.
Well, this question was answered within the last 2 months, I believe, in a darshan. And the answer, as I remember it, is that just as Christians and Jews look to, in the case of Christians, the second coming of Jesus, or Jews, the coming of their Messiah, if we look to the second coming or a future coming of Lord Maitreya without really finding his reality right where we are as a living Buddha, just as Jesus is a living Christ, as a cosmic Christ, because that's his office, and planetary Buddha, if we put off and procrastinate and think, okay, when is he coming? And don't pray to him, commune with him, meditate with him now, we're missing the boat. Yesterday morning's broadcast service was dedicated to Lord Maitreya. We sang to him the very first song. We sang later on after his heart stream. We gave his prayer, 20.010. So we can have curiosity about many things, especially the future. What Eckhart Tolle shares, and which I think that we try to embody in the Heart Center Movement, is to be very present-oriented. Live in the eternal now, now. When you rise above an understanding of time as most people experience it, and you feel your presence, you walk in your presence, you live in your presence, time and space kind of disappear, and you're in a new reality, a new vibration, a new state of being, where the past and the future don't weigh on you or concern you so much. Remember, Jesus said, don't be concerned about the future. You know, you have enough to deal with today. So deal with what you're dealing with today. So anytime I hear questions about when will this happen, the future, I think the masters always return us to an understanding of the immortal now, as it was spoken of by a friend of mine here in Livingston who had a near-death experience, Patricia Grabo, and came and talked to our community. She's written a number of books. One of them is, I believe, titled The Immortal Now, and Power to the, you know, Love to the Millionth Power, I think, is another one. We have both of these books in our store. And I haven't read every word of these books. However, I've read enough to feel the energy of them and to witness that she speaks the truth, and what she experienced was very real. So let us all put aside concern about the future, inordinate concern, let's put it that way, to the point where we worry, we have anxiety, or we just have human curiosity, and be more engaged in living in the flame of love now, to share our love with everyone, to serve people with our greatest gifts and talents and graces, and to follow the Ascended Masters in the way that they have so lovingly demonstrated a virtuous and loving life by their holy examples. I think Lord Maitreya, as the image is before me on the wall directly across from where I sit, demonstrates the magnanimity of loving kindness. And remember, I gave the discourse just a few days ago on loving kindness that was overshined by Lord Maitreya also. So he's really coming to the fore lately, and I'm glad you asked this question, because it's important for us not to put him off till some future time, thinking that when he physically comes to the earth, it's going to make such a huge difference. We can allow him to make a difference right now. So sing those songs, give those prayers, meditate with him, read the text of his heart streams, attune to his cosmic Christ consciousness, and you will be the benefactor of entering into his mind, his awareness, and his laughing and happy spirit. Remember, he's also the laughing Buddha. So laugh a lot with Laugh a Lot in Maitreya. Have fun, enjoy the spiritual path, and don't let things get you down.
Thank you, David. One last quick thing, and that is the fact that the second coming, as far as I understand from the masters through you, already happened in our Christic Buddhic self that we have within us. Can you just explain that a little bit better for those who have this as a new thought?
Well, it's our realization, our self-realization of our own Christ consciousness. So the first coming is Jesus coming to demonstrate what a Christed being is, what that looks like, feels like. And he most humbly and beautifully fulfilled that mission perfectly. And he adjured us to follow him all the way and to do those greater works. He said, because I go unto the Father. These and greater works shall you do because I go to the Father. So are we doing those works? If we are challenging ourselves daily to come up higher, to go deeper in spiritual consciousness, to meditate, pray, and to maintain that connection with our source, then I believe gradually every day we rise in consciousness, we access our Christic awareness or presence, and then this is the second coming of Christ within us. When I was 17 and had this experience, to me that was like the second coming of Jesus within me. Having fasted for 7 days and prayed, I really went deep, deep, deep inside of myself and felt the nurturing energy of Jesus' presence. And when he actually came into my heart, I mean, the heart of Jesus merged with my heart. It was a mystical union. It was a mystical experience. And it's, you know, I could talk about it. The only thing I can say is you have to experience it to know what that is. And if you will allow this to occur by both inviting Jesus and his awareness to be where you are and to really go deep and pray fast and give yourself to God in humility, I believe you too can have this experience of the second coming of the Christ within you. So, again, don't procrastinate and think that Jesus is coming in the clouds at a certain date or year in the future. People have been looking for this for centuries and millennia, thinking that he's just around the corner. And they're missing the whole boat. They're missing the intimate personal relationship and experience with him in a deep way that is profound, that is beautiful, and that allows for you to manifest your own Christhood. So I learned all this through Elizabeth Clare Prophet and the Summit Lighthouse. I learned it intellectually, listening to sermons and dictations. I had the experience before I found the teachings of the masters when I was 17. So I actually had the physical experience of that before I heard the explanation outwardly. And then as I did the work on myself year after year, day after day for years, for 30, 40 years, then it has become second nature, and now it's really what I call first nature. In other words, it is my nature. I am, like Jesus, walking in that light, and I proclaim it, I am it. It's not in a arrogant way or a egoic way. It's simply the same way that Jesus stated that he was the Son of God. I can proclaim that too in true humility, just as you can. So walk in the light. He said that, walk in the light. When you walk in the light, you are manifesting your Christ consciousness.
Thank you, David. I am so grateful for this hour that we've had with you and with Jesus. It has been very inspiring and exciting to me, and I know it has been to our listeners. And I'm going to ask Dwin to seal this with a closing prayer tonight. So, Dwin, if you're there, please hit *6.
Yes, thank you, Donna. In the name of the I Am That I Am and our Holy Christ Buddha Self, we give our gratitude to beloved Jesus, and we ask to continually be guided and guarded and directed by your Spirit. We ask for that intimate personal relationship with you, and as we maintain that light and have that full belief that with God, all things are possible. We thank you for your eternal, immortal teachings that will truly be that goad to move us into our own Christhood. And as we keep that full connection with our own Holy Christ self, thank you, thank you, thank you, beloved Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Those of you who would like to stay after the class with us, we would just be delighted to have you. What we will do is share some prayer requests that our different team members will honor and pray for you and with you. And we will also share some more events that are occurring with the Heart Center. I believe Barbara is going to do that now. Barbara, if you're there, go ahead and share a little bit about what is going on in the Heart Center before we end in prayer. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I am okay here.
Good. Barbara Gabbard is going to share with us the events that are occurring right now within the Heart Center, and we would love for you to join in with us in any of these events. We are delighted to have newcomers, oldcomers, and occasional comers. Whatever kind of a comer you are, we are delighted to have you, and we say, come on. So go ahead, Barbara.
Okay, wonderful. Our next major event coming up is our Winter Solstice Retreat with the 5 Dhyani Buddhas, December 17th through 20th. In Tucson, Arizona. It's Awakening Your Higher Crystalline Senses. And you can attend this online or over the internet or with your computer. You can go to the Heart Center website and click on the purple banner under events and find all the information there about it. I don't know if it's too late to sign up to go in person or not, but I'm sure if you showed up at the doorstep, they wouldn't turn you away. But if you're interested in that, you can contact the main Heart Center about that. The next event is Valentine's Weekend Prayer Vigil. Mother Mary comes with extraordinary love in support of unity and harmony within families, communities, and nations. That's February 12th through 14th in Vista, California, which is near San Diego. Then we have our Spring Equinox event. It's March 16th to 20th in Maui, Hawaii, a prayer vigil for planetary peace with the Elohim Peace and Aloha and 1,000 Buddhas. So any of people that want to sign up for that, this is a marvelous opportunity to participate in some serious planetary light work, and you can also attend online as well. All our conferences are available to attend online or in person, so there are many ways to participate. These are the most current offerings we have. There are prayer groups and book study groups all over the country that you can attend in person or over the phone. If you want more information on those, you can contact me personally or Donna personally, and we'd be happy to help you, or contact the Central Heart Center, and they'll be happy to give you information about things in your local area.
Barbara?
Yes,
the
ma'am.
Conferences, can we attend the conferences on phone?
On the phone, I don't know. You'd have to check with Jeanette Wallen in the bookstore and see about that. I'm not sure.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Ken.
Oh.
Yeah,
yes,
it'll be on 101 via Rewired. Okay.
Oh, good. Awesome. Thank you, Boyd.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I didn't know about
that.
Anything that
we have audio only, you know, you can get it through the phone also. Yeah.
Okay. Great. That's wonderful. So another option there. Marvelous.
Yes, and if you need and Rebecca, if you need help in knowing how to do that, we can help you.
Okay, well, that's the announcements for now. So
we will now take some prayer requests. If anybody has any prayer requests that we can pray for you, there's several team members here that are on the telephone, and we're ready to take these and pray for you. We'll put those that you would like, we'll put them in our prayer chalice, and we will all continue to pray for these requests in the ensuing week.
Hello, right. Donna. This is Lola. Can you hear me? And
yes,
Barbara?
Lola. I can hear you.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for a wonderful, and David, too, for a wonderful class. I just want to let you know I'm doing okay. Everything's fine. But I would like a special prayer request for my dad and a friend of mine also named John. They're both named John, that their business dealings work out for them because they've been working very hard. And also for my friend Deanna, that she continue to do well with her writing. She'll be meeting with a teacher next year who can really help her. So, and then just for all of you on the prayer group tonight, that we all, you know, are blessed this coming year, and that everybody's safe and happy and healthy. And I want to thank all of you for conducting the class tonight. Take care.
Thank you so much, Lola. And how is your medical practice going?
Oh, it's good. I had a new job. I'm very happy, and I thank you all for all the prayers through the year. I finally found my dream job, so everything's going well, and I'm still helping underserved people, so I get a lot of satisfaction, and everything's going well, so thank you.
Good. I know those people are very fortunate to have you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it. All right. You take care. Thank you, and Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year.
Yes.
Thank you.
You.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have any more prayer requests?
Yeah, let's try a big one. Now, the demons that are thriving on the fear and bloodletting are really riding high with these terrorist scenes these days. So I'd like to see some prayers on consuming the demons rather than the people finding more sophisticated weapons to fight the terrorists themselves. So how about some prayers to defeat these demons and discarnates that are riding high these days?
Thank
okay.
you, Daniel. We'll cover that area, that's for sure. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Donna?
Yes, Rebecca.
We have a lot of cancer in our community. I don't know, blood cancer, leukemia. Just people
okay.
with individual cancers, and I don't know whether it's from that Fukushima radiation or what it is, but it's just quite prevalent over this part of Texas.
Now, let's see, that's Throckmorton,
yes.
Texas, is that right? Okay.
That's right.
Good, okay, we will pray, we've got that down. And Barbara, maybe you can help me write
yes.
these.
Yes, I'm writing, as everyone is speaking, I'm writing away here.
Great, Thank you. Another, any other prayer requests?
Hi, Donna. This is Shola.
Shola?
Hi, how are you? Yeah, I wanted to also thank everyone on the prayer group for praying for all of us. And if you could pray for our Aunt Naomi, that all of her, that she just stays healthy and all of her test results are, you know, are fine.
Has she been well or ill? I mean, has she been ill?
My sister knows more, but she had cancer in the past, and so I guess she's, you know, having it checked out.
She had a breast cancer, and she started bleeding, postmenopause bleeding. So they're in the process of doing an ultrasound, and she hasn't gotten the results yet. So we're hoping that everything turns out, and or to find out if she needs surgery. We're not sure yet. So that's what's going on with her.
Okay, good. Thank you for that information.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also, I want to thank everyone because to let everyone know, Nick found work with the union, which he was, it's the type of job he was looking for. And thanks to all your prayers all these years, he too finally found a job that he really likes.
Oh, I'm so glad. Good.
Yeah, thank you because you guys have helped us a lot.
Yes, you are so welcome, Shola. Okay, do we have any other? Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Yes. This is Anna.
Hello,
Georgia.
Anna.
How are you, darling?
I'm good. Thank
God
you.
God bless you guys for praying for us, for praying for the world, because we need all the protection, all the divine order, all the intuition for divine things to happen, you know.
It.
Oh, gosh, you know. This is terrible what's happening in California. I just wanted to, all these events and watching what's going on, it's been elevating my blood pressure really high. To the point that today I had a really high, 160 over 90, about 8 o'clock tonight. And my pulse was 101. My pulse has been acting up very badly lately.
Okay.
Same with my blood pressure. And I have problems with the chambers of my heart. They're not working properly either. One of them, they're not pumping the way it's supposed to be. So,
are you seeing a doctor, Anna?
Yes, I've been seeing a cardiologist about that. They put me on Losartan, 25 milligrams twice a day, and I'm taking that, one in the morning, one in the evening. And just trying to watch my diet and watch what I do. And but still, I guess it's just the pressures of the job. And, you know, sometimes, you know, that I like to retire and I can't because Jerry doesn't want to co-sign a loan to put the house up for, you know, just to get a loan to pay credit cards and the car and the stuff that I can retire. But I leave it up to God, you know. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, we've got this down, Anna, and we will be praying for your normalizing of your heart and blood pressure. We'll do that right now, tonight.
God bless you. And
God bless
you. And thank you for your wonderful classes and for being you guys, all of you with the prayer team, so wonderful praying for all of us and for the world. Thank you very much. God bless you all.
Yes, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Are there any more requests tonight? We can all pray tonight thanking God that he is in control of all these things, and we can thank the angels and the masters and all who are helping us for knowing how all of the challenges and tests that we go through all fit together like the pieces of a puzzle, and it's all going to work out according to the will of God. There is a scripture somewhere, I think it's Romans 8:28, that says, it basically says that everything works together for good for them that love God and obey his word. So that's something you can hang on to tonight. And so we will add to our list tonight the situation in San Bernardino, thanking God for the good things that have happened out of this, and for what is going to happen in the days to come that will show his hand in the lives of all who have responded, and we have to say that the law enforcement, all that was involved out there in helping that situation happened very quickly, and things ended very quickly because of it. And we're seeing some wonderful things happen also. So we will those people that were victims, and we'll pray for those things that we know are happening in this world, thanking God that He's in control. Okay,
Donna.
If there are any other requests, we'll take them now. If anybody has anything, please speak up now, or we will go ahead and I'm going to let Barbara go ahead and appoint our team members to take care of these.
Okay, Donna, this is Barbara, and I do have one more prayer request. I've already put it on my list.
Okay.
I have a friend in Illinois, Christine, who her father just passed away 2 weeks ago, and she had cared for him in her home this whole year, and so she had a lot of very intimate time with him, which was wonderful, but she's missing him and grieving for him terribly, of course, right now. But her biggest issue is he made her executor of his estate, and he was fairly well to do, had a very successful business for many years, and she has siblings that are very jealous and are trying to sabotage her, and anyway, just giving her a lot of grief. Her sister tried to get her put in jail, even. I mean, it was just crazy stuff. Anyway, I just pray for her protection and her guidance, and that she gets through this gracefully, because it's a bumpy ride when you've got, you know, angry relatives
right
after you, as you very well know. So.
That's for sure. Okay, I'm going to let you go ahead and appoint people, Barbara, and I'll just close at the end.
All right. Let's see, and we have Dwyn is here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And Donna Dregan is here?
Yes.
Okay, and what other team members are here then?
Cindy.
Cindy, okay, great. So we got Cindy, Donna. Is Lenore here tonight? No.
And Barbara, what was the name of your friend whose father just passed away?
Her name is Christine. Her last name is very long. It's Argyropoulos, so I just call her Christine A. It's easier to remember. And let's see. Well, and of course me, and then Donna Kors. So we've got 1, 2, 3. We got 5 people, and I've got 1, 2, 3. I've got 7 things on the list. So Donna Dregan, if you would be willing to take Lola's request about her father, John, and his friend, John, for the success of their business enterprise. And,
friend Diana writing.
Friend Diana do well with her writing. Okay, so I'm going to put Donna Dregan on that. Okay, and Dwyn, if you would pray about the Daniel's request for the consuming of the demons and discarnates that are behind all the violence and stuff that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So let's put Dwyn on that. And then Cindy, if you would take Rebecca's request about the people in the Throckmorton, Texas area, there seems to be a lot of cancer there. So I'm going to put Cindy on that. Okay. Donna Korth, are you able to participate?
Yes.
Okay. If you would take Shola's request for her Aunt Naomi and gratitude for Nick, and then Anna's health issues with her heart and her blood pressure. Okay, Donna K.
Okay. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. And I guess, and let's see.
You can take the last two.
I'll take the last two, with my friend Christine, because I know that situation pretty intimately. And then we'll all pray together about the San Bernardino shooting situation, but I will lead that off, okay?
Okay.
So go ahead, Donna Dregan, please.
Okay. In the name I am that I am, we call to Lanello to help John, the two Johns, in their business dealings. Let them be successful. Let it go smoothly and quickly. And we ask in the name I am that I am, Saint Germain, to help Diana with her ability and her future in writing. And may she be successful and may it go smoothly. We ask this in the name I am that I am. Thank you.
And I call to beloved Archangel Michael and Mighty Estrella to encircle all terrorists, all those in their planning stages, all those who have any malintent toward any part of life. We call for the binding of their demons into scarnets. And we call to beloved Cyclopea and Virginia to apprehend and beloved K-17 to expose all those with malintent. Before anything can arise within the physical, we call for the clearing of all plots, plans, strategies of any souls who have malintent and the demons and entities who are projecting their energies upon these tools of the sinister force. We call for the clearing, and we call for miracles for these souls who would be instruments to be smothered by angels of love and peace, and as they are cleared from Estrella and purity of all forces that would attempt to do harm. Amen.
In the name I am that I am, I call forth the healing angels, the transmutation angels, to look into the situation with the cancer, the blood cancer, leukemia cancer that's happening in a certain part of Texas, and maybe actually throughout Texas, for to find the source of why is this their blood having problems. Blood problems and leukemia. We call for the bands and bands of angels now to surround each soul that may be affected with cancer, not only in Texas, but throughout the United States and the world, to put an end to this scourge upon humanity called cancer. May all the heavenly hosts hear our calls now. And as we visualize angels going out for this very reason, to charge forth their light and their swords into the very source of cancer, to let it be brought out to the world why, how each person can change so they don't get cancer through their diet, through their exercise, through so much in a more natural way, versus the medical way, which is really just treating cancer, not going to the source. So thank you, God, for hearing our calls, and we consciously accept this done in the here and now with our Holy Christ presence of each person and all their bodies now healed in the light. Thank you.
We thank you in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit for your care of Shola's Aunt Naomi, and for the fact that she did get through breast cancer in the past, and we thank you that you can heal her from this postmenopausal bleeding problem that she's having, and we pray for her spirits to be encouraged, for her to be filled with joy, love, and light, and that she would laugh a lot, because this would so contribute to her well-being. being happy and rejoicing, and we ask that she will learn those things that she needs to learn at this time to help her in the most balanced fashion. We thank you that Nick found the perfect job that he really likes with the union. And we thank you that Nick is happy, and we pray for his continued success in this job. We thank you tonight for Anna, and we would pray that she will be joyful despite the challenges that she's going through, that she will be able to relax and laugh, and that we pray also for her doctor to have unique and wonderful insights into how he can best help her with this blood pressure and fast pulse challenge that she's going through at this time. We thank you all for all these things, again, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we were told.
Oh, beloved Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael, we call to you and to blessed Jesus, the great physician, to place your loving presence over Christine Argyropoulos, who is grieving for the passing of her father, George Georgoff. We pray for the comforting of her heart. We pray for the soothing of the souls and the spirits of her sister and her brothers and all the relatives that are seeking their share of the family fortune. We pray for fair and equitable division. We call for the binding of their dwellers and for them to accept gracefully the legal and fair division of the properties involved. We pray for peace of mind and heart for each and everyone involved, for fair dealings with lawyers and judges and all that is involved in this entire situation. We thank you, and we call to Micah, Angel of Unity, to overshine this family, and for Jesus, Saint Germain, and Mother Mary, the Holy Family, to project your loving energy into them and into all families, especially at this time of year, to bring us into communion with one another, to help us love and respect, encourage, and hold each other up in the light. We also call most earnestly for the healing of the people in the San Bernardino, California area who are suffering the shock of the recent violence and the shootings there. We are so grateful, beloved Archangel Michael, for the speedy response of the police and the fire department and all those involved in responding to this crisis. And we're grateful that that weapons and bombs that were quickly found and diffused and confiscated so that no more damage can be done with them. We call for the community to come together in harmony and love to rise above this violence and look to the truth of our kindred humanity and let us work together for a more positive future for all of us. We thank you for always being with us, and we accept all of these prayers done according to God's holy will, wisdom, and love. And we know it is so. Amen, amen, amen.
And we thank you, God, for the wonderful class we had tonight.
Wasn't it fabulous?
It was wonderful. I have all these notes, and I'm excited to share the ones that I think people are able to accept at my Sunday school class as soon as possible. So I love all these different names of Jesus and the roles that he plays in us. That's really exciting. Okay, I'm going to say goodnight to all of you. And our next class will be in this time it'll be at a regular time, the last Thursday of January. So we'll get more information out on that soon.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Happy holidays.
Yes.
Good night.
Happy New Year.
Christmas.
Night.
See you in the New Year.
Right.
Thank you, Donna.
Good night, all.
God bless you. We love you.
Thank you, our chair team, for all your help.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, prayer partner.
Bye-bye.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Yes, God bless you, Anna, too.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, God bless you.